Thousands of volunteers from around the world have come to Poland to help provide humanitarian support to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fleeing Russia's invasion. One of those volunteers is 72-year-old Dave Givett from Spring, Texas. He's volunteering with the World Central Kitchen in Somysh, Poland, near the Ukrainian border. The organization provides humanitarian relief in the form of food and meals to places facing disaster-like conditions like the United States-Mexico border, Palestine, the Philippines, and Puerto Rico. Givett spoke from Poland with KPFA's Christina Amistad.
We're feeding 37,000 people a day, three meals, out of one warehouse that I'm guessing is 20,000 square feet that was nothing 5 weeks ago. In 1 month, they brought in plumbing, sinks, power. There's a full operating kitchen there. It is phenomenal.
Where is the food going? Is it going into Ukraine? Is it just at the city at the border?
About 7,000 people are being fed just around this one town of Stemish. 30,000 people in Lviv, which is 50 miles into Ukraine, are being fed by food that we ship from here across the border to restaurants in Lviv.
And what are you doing specifically?
I'm chopping the hell out of vegetables. Today we did carrots. We peeled a pallet of onion. Tomorrow I'm assigned to peel 1,000 bananas. We're making banana bread again. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. You've never seen so many people work so hard to produce food for other people. It's just beyond comprehension.
So can you talk about World Central Kitchen and then what your experience has been, what you're seeing on the ground there?
This is among the most phenomenal enterprises I have ever seen. I'm 72 years old. I've never seen anything like this. What I've seen on the ground outside of the kitchen, the volunteers want to see the people we're helping. There's three places most of us have been to. We've gone to the border at Medica, which is about 8 miles away, where World Central Kitchen has three locations. And when you go there, you see people who have packed up their whole lives into one suitcase, carrying their children, going to a strange country that not only has a different language, but has a different alphabet. There was a 75-year-old woman crossing the border the other day who had left Kharkiv 4 weeks ago. She had walked and taken short-haul buses. She said that she had eaten a slice or two of bread a day for the month. The other place we go to the train station. But among the most amazing places, Tesco is a grocery chain in Europe. And there's a Tesco center that hadn't been fully built out, a grocery store. And there are about 20 or 30 storefronts in the same building, sort of like a little mall in front of it. And all of these little storefronts are occupied by people offering medical assistance, psychological assistance. There's a place where people can get personal supplies that you would normally get at a pharmacy, not medications, but just, you know, shampoo, little things. And then there are all these booths that have flags over them from various countries of the world, which are saying, you are welcome. And absent from them is the United States of America. I am ashamed to be an American. It's just horrible that the United States is not opening itself up to these people. Ireland has 4 million people, and there are 4,000 Ukrainian refugees on that island already. 1 in 1,000 people in the Republic of Ireland is a Ukrainian refugee who's come in the last month. The Tesco Center Bor has 7,000 people sleeping there who are shell-shocked. They have left their country, and they think they may be going back, and they don't realize how serious the situation is. Some of them believe that, hey, this war will be over and we'll go back home. One lady told me, an elderly lady said, we asked her, do you think you'll be going home? And she said, when I left my town, there was no town. There was only dust. Parts of this country have been leveled. It will take decades or longer to rebuild this country if it's financed properly. This is a long-term problem. Even if the Ukrainians win the war and Russia rolls back the boundaries to 2013 and gives up the Crimea, this country has been destroyed.
Dave Givat is volunteering with the World Central Kitchen in Poland. The organization reports serving 1 million meals to refugees in Ukraine, Romania, Poland, Moldova, and Hungary since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Their website is wck.org. That's wck.org.